This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Helena Moreno, at-large member of the New Orleans City Council, joins us. Helena, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Good morning.
Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend.
Oh, man, the weather was fantastic. I had a great weekend. Hope you did, too.
Yeah, let's hold on to that for sure.
Right.
I'm not sure how much longer we're going to go without the humidity, but we'll hope it lasts. Helena, you talked last week and revealed the fact that our crime lab folks are going to be the beneficiaries of rapid DNA. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is so exciting. I got word recently, Newell, that East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office was having a lot of success with rapid DNA testing at their booking facility, at their jail. And I learned about this technology, and I was absolutely blown away. This is what East Baton Rouge Parish is doing. So, as you know, Newell, already it's legally required for people who are arrested for felonies to be swabbed for DNA in the state of Louisiana. Ordinarily, what happens is those swabs are sent to a lab, and then you find out many days, potentially weeks later, whether there's a match to CODIS. Unfortunately, because it takes so long to get the results back, the offender is usually out of your custody by the time you realize that this person is linked to unsolved crimes through DNA. So what East Baton Rouge Parish has is technology that within 90 minutes of inserting the swabs and the cartridge into this technology, you know whether or not this offender is linked to other unsolved crimes. So when I found out about this technology, I'm like, why do we not have it in New Orleans? Why is it not at the Orleans Justice Center? Like, we need this. And through further research, I realized that state police was currently in the process of picking additional parishes that would be allowed to have this type of technology, because it's actually the state police crime lab that has oversight over this technology. And so they had picked East Baton Rouge Parish. That was their pilot program. The pilot went great. And then they picked Livingston Parish, where they just implemented the technology. And so there were two slots left. So I immediately got on the phone with the folks at the state police crime lab, and I'm like, what do we need to do here? Got then the folks over at Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, then called Chief of Police, Interim Chief Woodfork, then talked to CAO Montano, and I'm like, guys, we cannot lose out on this technology. There's only two slots left because they're only picking four parishes to initially implement this technology, and I don't want New Orleans to lose out. So in that time frame, then they picked Ascension, and there was one slot left, Newell. And so all of us just came together with, you know, a strong collaborative approach to, you know, ensuring that the state police crime lab knew how much we really wanted this technology. I also had a resolution go through the New Orleans City Council showing unanimous support from the city council that we want this technology. So the state police crime lab folks invited our delegation to come to the crime lab to learn more and get a presentation over what this would entail to have it at the Orleans Justice Center. And that's when we learned that we had been selected to be that fourth parish to get this technology. What's even more remarkable, Newell, is that the state police already has a grant to provide the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office with this technology to install it and to train the deputies. And what's amazing is just how simple this is. I actually, if you go to my social media, whether you go to Facebook or you go to Instagram, I have a whole demonstration as to how easy it is for this technology to be utilized. You take one of the swabs, you put it in a cartridge, you put the cartridge in the machine, and then the machine does the rest of the work. Like, that's it. So when booking deputies have to go in and fingerprint you, if you're not already in the DNA system, like if your DNA has never been swabbed and you've been arrested for a felony, you're going to be swabbed. This this swab is going to go into a cartridge. It's going to go right into the machine, and then it's going to work for 90 minutes, and then provide the results to the corresponding law enforcement agency. For us, obviously, it would be an OPD. So the deputies never know if there's a match. Like those booking deputies never know what exactly like happened, but the corresponding law enforcement agencies get notified immediately if there is a match to any unsolved crimes. So this, in my opinion, 90 days versus weeks to find out whether or not you have a match is a game changer. This gives an OPD the ability. 90 minutes.
Yeah, you said 90 days.
I'm sorry. 90 days versus many days to get the results back is just, in my opinion, a game changer. So I'm very excited about this. And the next steps are State Police Crime Lab folks are going to train, obviously, the deputies at OPSO. There's some contractual stuff that needs to happen, and then they'll work through the installation of the equipment, and we'll go from there. But this is big. I'm excited that we didn't lose out.
No, for sure, especially your jurisdiction lacks a DNA lab at the present time and have fallen behind. Rapid DNA was just kind of coming on the scene towards the end of my career in law enforcement. There was some stuff that needed to be worked out, and obviously it has. I was very intrigued by the article as to how far along Rapid DNA has gone in the development of their own database and things of that nature that really makes it an important tool at the point of booking, as you just articulated. So congratulations to everyone, because I think in y'all's case, maybe more so than in others, because of the quantity of folks that you have flowing through the system, this is huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's really big when we're talking about trying to prevent future crimes and really prioritize police resources. Because, for example, I'll give you, and this is a true case here. There was a situation where there were a couple of sexual assaults, very serious, horrible sexual assaults that happened in Algiers. One of a young female who was running along the levee, brutally sexually assaulted. And then there was another situation where also a brutal attack of a pregnant woman, also in Algiers. Fast forward to there was an individual who was arrested for domestic abuse, battery, and there was an additional piece to it, whether it was aggravated or strangulation, that required for the DNA swab. That DNA swab was then sent to a crime lab. Many weeks later, they get the results back, and they go, oh, my gosh, this guy that we had in our custody for domestic abuse battery was actually the guy who we've been looking for the two significant horrible sexual assaults that happened in Algiers. The problem was he was now in Texas. So that meant that, U.S. Marshals had to be called in. Additional, of course, our NOPD investigative resources had to be called in. So, and we eventually got him back, and he's now being prosecuted for those crimes. But that's a perfect example of how, imagine if while he was in custody, that realization would have been made, and authorities would have seen, oh, my gosh, this is the guy that we've been looking for so long for these sexual assaults. Now he's still in our custody. We can now go question him and take the appropriate steps. So that, particularly as you know, Newell, when it comes to sexual offenses, the rate of recidivism is very high on preventing future crimes from happening as well. So, I mean, I think it's really key for when it comes to crime prevention. It's really key when it comes to prioritizing our NOPD resources. And I think it's also really key for victims to be able to receive justice as quickly as possible as well.
Now, this is huge news, and thank you so much for sharing. I know that you have limited time with us, and we really appreciate you coming on this morning to talk about it.
Yeah, and thanks, Newell, for always allowing us to talk about some of the good things that are happening in our city, and being able to talk about the solutions too that we're working on for some of the big issues that we're dealing with.
Great work, great collaboration, great outcome. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks, Newell. Okay, you too. Bye bye.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.